This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for September 14th. I'm Paul Plack. The Space Shuttle Discovery is back from mission STS-128. Discovery's next flight isn't until March of next year. The U.S. Bankruptcy Court in New York Thursday approved Frontier Airlines' plan to emerge from Chapter 11 bankruptcy and be acquired by Republic Airways Holdings. The plan was uncontested. Hawaiian Airlines pilots have voted 98-2 to authorize a strike if the ALPA gets a green light from the National Mediation Board. Owners of four-stroke Rotax 912 and turbocharged 914 engines now have an FAA Special Airworthiness Information Bulletin to go with the company's 2006 advice on avoiding overheating. The U.S. Government Accountability Office is out with a report that says the FAA and the National Weather Service are not as ready as they say to start the three-year consolidation of 21 en route weather centers into just two. Carolina's healthcare system reports it plans to sell some older Bell 430 helicopters and buy three new Eurocopter EC-135s. The 99s officially announced the formation of the Vicky Cruz Memorial Scholarship at her memorial service on Saturday. ANN has learned that Barbara Robinson, Frank Robinson's wife and a former VP of Robinson Helicopter, passed away on August 13th, after a 12-year battle with breast cancer. She was only 53. And a 90-year-old former U.S. military airman is back in Germany looking for his pilot's wings, which he buried in a farmhouse basement during World War II. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves offers his opinion on the new rules proposed for New York's Hudson River VFR corridor. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.